R&B, hip-hop status, true more or less, jazz classical type hits. That's the side effect, yeah, but internationally loan to play the best hits. Independent radio spins, non-politic, filled with all types of advice. Inspiration through the daily groove that bring moves, pumping straight flavor. Nicki Minaj and a Teddy Riley. So grab your champagne and vibe, meet you in the lobby. Side effect support Lupus, radio blast rise. From Monday to Wednesday, Thursday to Friday, 7 p.m., so keep it tuned on the fly day. The side effect way, you're the highway. 30-minute in they cool Wednesday. That's Jag on the airway still. The side effect way on the highway. Call 323-784-9635. We live in effect with the side radio.
Hey everybody out there, this is your girl Lunel, and I'm hanging with my girl Sai on the Side Effect Radio Show. Don't go nowhere. If you want to get game, keep listening.
Hello world, welcome to another edition of the Sai Effect Radio Show. I am Sai, your host. I know you could have been anywhere else in the world, but you chose to hang out with me, your girl, and for that, I appreciate you. If you're on Facebook and Instagram, by all means, follow me at I Am Sai. And please don't forget to like the Sai Effect fan page on Facebook. Also, the Sai Effect Radio Show is on iTunes, so you can download the show for free and take us everywhere you are. Tonight's guest, Ish, the husband and wife duo, came back to the Sai Effect to share their new single, Pineapple Tuesday. The album's going to be dropping shortly, but they came back, as they promised, to give the Sai Effect fans a listen first. So check this out, Pineapple Tuesday by Ish. I'll be right back with them right after this.
I know you're not everything.
am so feeling that Pineapple Tuesdays by Ish. That joint is sizzling hot. By all means, please welcome back to the Psy Effect Radio Show, Ish. Welcome back, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Good to hear from you again.
It's a pleasure. I see you both been busy and going through a lot of pineapples over there. What's going on?
Yeah, it's all about the pineapples right now. We're going on our tour, Pineapple Tour Day.
Love it. You know, I saw on Twitter, I don't know which one of you tweeted, but I retweeted it, that we're making marriage and family cool again. I thought that was so cool and inspiring because right now, no one really believes in getting married anymore. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, exactly. That's what we are setting out to do. Just because we tweeted some other things, too, about how we probably only have maybe 6 married friends, and then we have over 20 single friends that have children, and they want to be with someone or whatever, but, you know, nowadays it's cooler to be single and to not need anybody than to have a traditional family.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Why do you guys, before we get to the album and the tour, why do you guys think that so many people are choosing the single life?
I heard a report that there are a lot of African-American males that would rather not be fathers or husbands because they don't feel like they should work as much and they don't get as much respect for that role. You know, they just get the big piece of chicken, and that's it. But I think it is worth it. We were raised, you know, with our two-parent homes. We both come from two-parent homes, and we grew up watching the Cosbys, Martin, and Vivian on The Fresh Prince, and, you know, that's something we still aspire to, and I think it's everybody wants to be married, I believe, or have someone that, you know, that is their partner for their lives, but it is very hard, and if it were easy, everybody would be doing it.
Yeah.
Amen to that.
Yeah.
That's why I love you guys. I love what you stand for. I love that you're promoting, look, it's cool to be married, you know, and just to give our listeners a brief background on you guys and how you guys started. You both were educators, and the music came first, if I'm not mistaken, right? The music came first before you actually got involved, or did the relationship come first before the music?
The music came first. It absolutely came first. We started working together, and we became friends in the process because we were spending so much time together. And then, you know, Caleb sent me a little text message, and from there... From there, it kind of grew into something else.
Getting back to the album, the single has been released, Pineapple Tuesdays. Tell everybody about Pineapple Tuesdays. I know about Pineapple Tuesdays, but we probably got some listeners that don't know what Pineapple Tuesdays is.
Well, we tell everybody, first rule of Pineapple Tuesdays, you got to get the slices and not the chunks.
Love it.
It started on an evening we had where Andrea was. She'd always told me she wanted to have a picnic. That was one of her things that she wanted, and so I kind of twisted the idea. And one evening we used, you know, we ate and used pineapples on each other for fun.
Mm-hmm.
And the next week, Andrea came and said, "Caleb, is Pineapple Tuesday?" And
go ahead, Adrian. Go ahead, girl. Get your pineapple, okay? Hey, girl, you don't have to have pineapple only on Tuesdays now, right?
Right, it can be any day of the week.
Now, this is a concept album, am I correct?
Yeah, we kind of, you know how things morph into something else. So the evening was Pineapple Tuesday, and then it turned into just when the EP came out, we decided to start having get-togethers at our house, and we would eat out and have you know, cards and music and drinks and stuff, and it was just something that we shared with, you know, friends and family, where we just turned it into like a get together. We say Pineapple Saturday or something, and then, you know, pineapples was just on the menu, and then, you know, this album is the first, and the pineapple is the aphrodisiac, so we wanted to kind of put it out there, like, this is just the beginning. This album is just getting you warmed up.
It does. It has songs that Andrea's written, and she's performing songs, and I'm performing, as well as several duets. So it is, it's that whole concept of a lifestyle of just romance, relationship, the male perspective, the female perspective, how it is cool to be married. So that's the entire concept of Pineapple Tuesday. It's a lifestyle, and we hope that album kind of portrays that.
Now, the album has dropped, or is there a date set, right?
The album is going to drop in September.
You guys are on the tour, Pineapple Tour Days. What have been some of the places that you've gone, and what have been the most memorable moments of the tour so far?
We've been to Cincinnati and Atlanta and Detroit so far. And this weekend we'll be in Indianapolis. I think our most memorable is Detroit so far, because we've never been to Motown, and to go there and experience people who love real soul music, and
yes,
the Motown Museum. That, I think that was our most memorable stop so far.
Now, where are some places that you're going to be? You say you're heading to Cincinnati or Indianapolis?
We'll be heading to Indianapolis this weekend, July 6th. At the Pace of Indianapolis. This is our second event, the second year doing this event, and we're excited to be headlining. And then we head out to the East Coast. We're going to Philadelphia, a great, great destination for soul lovers, and D.C.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a great group of music lovers and a lot of history that we're looking forward to getting to.
Now, you're also vlogging. You're enjoying that? I know that could be a little challenging sometimes.
I think we're enjoying it a lot. The only really challenging thing is it's just me and Caleb, so we forget sometimes, oh, we should have been filming that, or you know, after we have 20 videos of footage, we have to go back and edit everything down to like a 5-6 minute video. I like showing the people the behind the scenes stuff, just because they see us on stage very polished and together and smiling. So, you know, you get to see some of the real Caleb and Andrea.
And while you were recording the album, were there things that you learned about each other during the writing process that you didn't know?
We have different writing styles. It's like Andrea likes to be very meticulous about her writing, and she's thoughtful, and she'll sit with a song for as long as she needs to get her best writing out. And I'm kind of like, I'll hear it, and it'll come through me real quick. And so
so he starts writing my part.
Yeah, so sometimes you'll tell me to stop, I have to be quiet, and I'm like, ooh, we got to do this. And so it's been a great journey, and, you know, finding a balance between our different styles. And we kind of, we really enjoy working together, because we really come out with some good product, you know, the best we can do.
Yeah.
And where can everybody check out the new music, the blogging, keep up with the touring? Where can everyone go?
Well, all of our vlogs and the schedule for our tour and everything is on our website at musician.com, and that's musician.com. And they can find it on Facebook at just finding us at Ish or Musician. They can find us on Twitter, Musician0711, and on YouTube at Miss ADL.
Fabulous, fabulous. Well, Ish, Andrea, and Kayla, it's always a blessing to speak with you on the Sci-Fix Radio Show. I do appreciate you, and thank you guys for coming back. And I wish you much, much, much success. You know, you got to let me know when the album come out, because, you know, I'll be playing you guys' stuff. I'll be forgetting to tag folks, but I do play your music on the show, and I can't wait to share more.
Thank you.
Well, we really love you for your support, and, you know, we're pushing for you too, Sai, so thank you very much.
Yeah.
I appreciate you guys' continued support. Thank you so much. And thank you to everyone to the show tonight. I hope you enjoyed it just as much as I did. If you're on Twitter and Instagram, follow your girl at IamSai. Also, like the Sci Effect fan page on Facebook. And if you'd like to be a guest on the Sci Effect radio show, send your email to thesci-effect@gmail.com. Until next time, continue to spread peace, love, and good music. Mwah.